I want to welcome everybody. This is the 14th of May 2011 at the drug meeting in McLean, Virginia. And today we're going to hear from Mike Nolan, who's going to talk about goals and TNG, the special reference to the chapter on goals in Barry Regal's primer for the Master Genealogy. I want to say a little bit about the forthcoming program. We've got next month our June meeting, which will be on the 11th of June. John Clark is going to do the box charts presentation that was part of the reports chapter in Terry Regal's book, but is deserving of separate treatment, so that will be a very interesting and important session coming up in June. In July, we have Clive Robey and Mark Dixon. Clive is going to do the first hour on the chapter in Regal's book on projects and data sets, and Mark will do a presentation and discussion of the use of World War I and World War II draft records in TNG. That's July. Then in August, Jan Rodriguez will be doing adding custom tag types, for which she would be grateful if anybody wants to help her out on that, work with her on that, let me know. And then in September, John Clark will do customizing sources. And that will be the last of the chapters in Regal that we hadn't covered. We're taking the last chapter and doing that a little bit earlier, as I said. So then in October, the program schedule is completely open, looking for people who will come forward and offer to speak on any one of the projects or any one of the program ideas that came up in our earlier meeting that are summarized in the newsletter. I'm going to be leaving after the break today, but if anyone has anything they want to volunteer or they want to suggest, please see me at the break, and we can talk about it then. We are looking to the fall. Now, as many of you know, Bob Zelke has sent around a beta version of TNG 8 for people to look at, and as I speak, in walks the Rodriguez, we may have a little more to say about that. And we will be talking to him, hopefully, in the fall, maybe in October, maybe at some point early on, about TNGA and its, the changes that it is going to make to our lives. So that's a big thing that's happening. But we also are going to have our own programs as we go along, and we need to be thinking about the shape of our program schedule for the fall and into next year. And maybe Jan, before we come back from the break, might want to say a little bit. Do you have anything you want to say now?
I was supposed to say the news more.
No,
I didn't hear back from Bob on the invite. I didn't expect
to. No, Jan invited Bob Elke to come today to be with us.
It wasn't exactly an invite. It was a, want to come by?
Yeah. He may stop by.
It wasn't an official invite.
Right.
And he may want to wait and see what is going on with the
day. Oh. Okay, if you want to leave it at that at this point, let's pass the floor over to Mike Nolan. Thanks, Mike.
Good Today, we're going to talk about roles. This topic is an extension of things. Is this enough for everybody? We're going to talk about roles, and it's really an extension of the topic we covered last month on witnesses. And it's also heavily related to Jan's topic several months ago on sentence structure, chapter 11. So it's going to use a lot of what we gained from those two presentations. And in my own personal opinion, I feel that roles are one of the best ways to give your reports give you more control over the content of your reports, your output. This slide is an overview of what I'm going to cover today, and you'll notice the break is rather late. Well, it's not because there's a lot of material in the front part. The front part is primarily a lecture with a few pointers to the screen, to TMG, to emphasize points. The definition of the only one I really need to talk about anything is design and roles. And in that, we're going to consider some best practices that help you to make your roles as good as they can be, and as early in the process, rather than, oh, let's try this, no, it didn't work. Well, let's try this one, no, it didn't work. It's a little bit of an idea to give you some help in designing your roles. We're talking a little bit about role names, and that's not a biggie. It's just a useful way to refer to people who have specific parts in your different events in your headings. The part here about identifying roles is a paper exercise, and it's a group discussion. And what I like for people to do is to contribute. There's no wrong or right answers, right or wrong. We'll take what you have. And the last part of the presentation after the break will be how do we create roles, and we're going to use existing tag types because we haven't learned how to create a tag type yet. So with that in mind, let's get on with the presentation. What's the definition of a role? The first one I thought of was that a role is a witness by another name. And if you consider that today, here on the 14th of May, we are at a rugby meeting, that's in the games. And you are all participants in that event. Some of us are principals and some of us are witnesses. All of us have a role of some sort or another. Clyde is the treasurer, and he's the switch operator for switch one today. Connie is our membership director. She's operating switch two, a role. Margaret is our facilitator. And we have a guest here today. Welcome, Pat. Pat Mitchell is here from Mexico, California, and parts of the world, and she doesn't get to see us in person very often. But back to the event that we're in today. I've talked about some roles here. I'm the presenter. You are the witnesses, but I think it'd be more of attendees, or members, or guests, rather than witnesses. We'll talk more about witnesses just in a little bit more. The roles provide a useful tool, or more powerful, a very powerful tool for recognizing the parts that are played in the events that we have in our lives and in our lives of our ancestors. They provide a framework for us to hang the sentences that we use to describe what they did in those events. And these sentences form, they are displayed in trees and they form reports that record all those different events. And you see them in screens, like your personal view screen or the social screen. You can also see them in the various reports that we have. And lastly on this screen, TMG has some predefined roles in some of the tag types that we see. The verb tag has a predefined role in addition to the principal and the witness as the child. And in the marriage tag type, in addition to the principal and witness, there are bride and groom. And in the death tag, the deceased is a, that's permanent divorce, I suppose. And so there are a few tags that have other roles other than just principals and witness role. So what can these roles do for us? Consider a wedding. They add labels to what specific people do in this wedding. There's the bride and groom, which are the principals. There are bridesmaids, groomsmen, ring bearer, a multitude of people. Each one has their separate role to play. And having a role allows you to refer to groups of those witnesses or by a role name. And you would find it very difficult to use the witness variable to describe both the bridesmaids and the groomsmen, all of them at the same time. So roles help you to overcome that difficulty. And again, these roles help you to create the track, the text for the reports that you have for each one of these roles. And the last one is one that you may, all these roles are sort of up to you. These are all optional. You don't have to look for use roles. I'm just trying to display a more detailed approach to the descriptions that you have for people's tags. And having a library lets you, or these libraries, let you create sentences for each one of the roles that you have in the a tag. And somewhere in the research I was doing for this presentation, I came across a story, and I can't remember where I saw it or who to attribute it to, but I'll try to paraphrase it. There's about a genealogist who was asked to provide a report to his ancestors about the family. And he did that. And when he looked at the output of his work, his report, he says, my, this is not very good. So he had to do a lot of editing to make it more readable and to make it more interesting and to cover the things that he wanted to cover. Well, Antilly was still pleased after he had done all this editing. Several months later, Uncle Willie wanted a report on the same family, and so the genealogist gets his genealogy came out and produces another report, and my, the editing is, I have to edit this some more, and he did. But because the time lapse, he didn't edit it the same way, but Uncle Willie was pleased until Millie says, well, how come your report is different from mine? And they couldn't explain that, so they went back to the genealogist. He says, well, what I'm going to have to do is do a little bit more work on my genealogy and maybe put a few roles in these events to make them more smooth. And that way, the reports that I reproduce each time are always identical. There's no change. So he did that, and Aunt Tilly and Uncle Willie were very well satisfied, and so was the cousins Millie and Willie. Okay, now designing a role. This is what I told you about. It's like do's and don'ts for getting the best results when you design a role. And first of all, you need to know exactly what purpose you want the role to serve. You don't want it too general, you want it very specific. That's what we're trying to do, describe specific parts that people play in these events. The The next two, this is on slide 5 for you that are following on the handout. This is the next two, the principle of limits, are going to go hand in glove. When you assign a person as a principal role, a principal in your tag definition stream, they are called principal. They become a principal. And the same thing is true if you assign a role, a witness, to one of your members at the event, they have the role witness. Now, once you do that, the next two items go hand in glove also. If you assign someone the role as a principal, you can't use them as a witness. And if they're a witness, you can't use them as a principal. And let's take a little break here and go over to TMG and I'll show you what that means. In the case of Frank, in our sample database, he's number one in the database. If we look at the census tag for 1940 and we open it up, double click, we see that John Alexander, Frank's father, is the principal, and several people are the witnesses. And the first witness that shows up is Delilah Lewis, who is John's wife. And you would like for Delilah to be a principal. So he said, well, that's easy. I'll just open up the principal tag here and put it in. You'll have to open it up. All you have to do is assign her number over here. She's number 11. Is that her? Yes. So, no problem. That came up because I clicked the wrong tag. So let's close that. Now, everything looks good. We've got John and Delilah as principals in this event. So let's close up and see what happens. So, you get a placard that the dialogue box shows up and says, you can't do that. This person's already a witness. So you see that I speak the truth here in this case. So let's take Delilah out of the principal box. And go back to our presentation. Now, no matter, I've said that you can't assign a principal or a witness, people who have those roles, to events that are exclusive, like the two we just saw. But you can take any role and apply it to any person, any other role other than principal or witness. And I can't show you anything to demonstrate this one because the sample database we're using doesn't have very many, in fact, it has none. I couldn't find one. Place where there are more than two roles or four roles that are already assigned to principals. So you just have to take my word on that one. Now the last one, if you have one person assigned, if you have both people assigned the principal roles assigned, if you change the role for one of those people, you have to change the role for the other person. You can't have one principal and one bride or one principal and one groom. They have to be either both of them have to be principals, one can be a principal and one can be another, like we saw for John in the last one. So let's go back over to Frank. Back on TMG sample database, Frank Alexander, number one. And look at his marriage tag. Down here where he married Mary Catherine. And the marriage tag shows that there are two principal people and they've been assigned the role of bride and groom. Now, let's say I want to change Mary Catherine to the role of principal. I do that. And automatically, in this case, Frank has changed to a principal also. You can't have one, I'll change Frank to a groom, and this happened automatically because those are the only two roles other than principal and witness that are assigned to Mary Catherine and Frank and Alexander. But just remember that if you have two people assigned as principals, if you change one of them, you have to change the other one too. And back to our presentation. And we're on slide 5. And we're ready to transition to slide 6. Well, this is a continuation of those best practices, do's and don'ts, that we talked about on the last slide. First of all, you need to decide if the role that you're going to decide is designed is for a principal or for a witness. And some people think, okay, I'm going to be economical, and I'm going to use one role and make it one role and use it for a principal, and the same role and use it for a witness. And the problem with that is that it really makes it difficult for you to design your sentences properly, and it precludes some of the technical capabilities that you have by using roles. Now, I can't tell you any more about that beyond the scope of this presentation, but there are lots of information sources out there that will help you do just that, those technical techniques. And we'll talk about information sources just a little bit later. The next one, you can use the role name, next topic, you can use the role name for a as a variable. You can use role names for principals and use a variable for that, like we saw just in the last instance when we looked at the marriage for Frank and Mary Catherine Keyboard. They're principals. You can use a role, or you can manufacture a role. I want Frank to be, he's the minister, but he wouldn't be the minister of his own marriage. But you can choose any variable that you want to assign to one of the principals. And there's no need really to do that. And the reason is that no matter what name you give that principal role, the sentence that is output is exactly the same. And let's go back to our TMG sample database again. And we can look for, let's look at Frank's bird in this case. In this screen, you can see that in the principal definition area, Frank is defined as a child. He has the role of a child. So his sentence is going to show that the principal one is, and let's just open the sentence structure. And you can see that Frank is designed his role as a child. And it says Frank Alexander, son of John and Delilah, was born in Burke County, Tennessee. Perfectly good sense. What if we make Frank we'll change his role name to P, which is the proper variable for the subject of the report, and small piece of it. And sure enough, Frank, you get the same sentence. No matter which role you use for somebody in principle, you're going to get the same sentence. Now, why does somebody use roles for principals? It's because they show up on the screens, and you want to see when you're looking at a screen, oh, that's the minister role, that's the minister. So that's the reason there's no sense to do it otherwise. Just thought of a new way back and forth between screens. Okay, back to 6. So on slide 6, last item, last quote there, is that we talk about witnesses being a little bit confusing, the term. And it's because most of us, I think, when we think about witness, we think of witness in a legal term. The person who witnesses the signature on a person's will, or a notary public who is witnessing the validity of somebody's signature on a legal document. But the way that TMG uses the witness is more of an attendee, like you guys here today, your attendees, your members, but you're also witnesses to my presentation of this presentation. So just remember that when you use the term witness, it's a little bit confusing if you don't use it at all. On screen 7, we're going to talk about role names, and I just barely covered. What is a role name? It's an R followed by a colon, followed by the name of the person, or the name of the role that you've given to a person. Like we saw in the last reference back to the sample database, we saw that Frank's role in his birth was a child. And the role name for that variable was R colon child. And that's the way that all variables are expressed, by the R colon and by the name of the role. Now, I'm going to show some principal variables, and I've extracted these from the TMG help screen, which is very good. And then the next screen after that, I'm going to show how those same variables that we use for principles can also work for with roles. Okay, this screen is a little bit smaller than the ones I had before. Let's see, from the TNG side. That's better? Okay, the current principle, or the principle of the person who appears in the person view screen, is the current principle and the subject of any reports or any data that you produce. And this symbol is the P. And you can use different forms. This particular example uses Bob Belke as the example name in this one. If you want to use just the given name of the person, which is his first two names in this case, Robert Joseph, or it could be his initial if he uses R. Robert J, you use add a G to his variable P and get the given name. If you want to see only the first name, you add the letter F to this role name variable. If you want to say something about Robert's genealogy program, Robert's being the possessive form of his name, if you want to use his given name, Robert Joseph, you would have PGS as the variable. And if you want to just use Bob's first name, PFS are the possessive form of Robert's in this case. And if you want to use the possessive form of his whole name, you use PS, P followed by the letter S. And that same pattern follows through all different definitions of the principle. The other principle is PO. POG gives you the given name. POF gives you the first name. POG followed by S gives you the possessive of the given name. And POFS gives you the possessive form of the first name. Yes, question?
Where did you get the codes?
Those codes, these are all in TMG help.
Okay.
And you go to help and put in variables, events, and this whole screen, this is only an extract of all the data that's on that particular help screen.
I think it's also in my sentences presentation.
Got it, Brenda.
Yeah, is there a fact that I can search and find it, but is there a variable there for using the middle name?
No.
Because so many of my relatives are part of
that. You mean?
When you make a name variable.
You make a name variable, and you use the name. I'll show you that next time we get back to Frank.
Okay.
I'll show you how to use a different name. Now, Frank's not a good person because he doesn't have a middle name. We can use his wife who has Mary Catherine. We can use that.
Okay.
As I was saying about the different role variables for principle, T1 is another way to name the principle, the first principle, and T2, oops, I went too far. T2 is the second way to do that. So you see that there's a pretty common pattern all the way through. G gives you their given name, F gives you first name, GS gives you the possessive form of the given name, etc. Works every time. Now, as I said, those same roles work, role variables can work for those same variations on the variable name can work for roles. And here we use the minister to define this role. You can see that the R colon minister gives you the full name who's serving in that minister role. And in the same way, RG gives you the given name of the person in the minister role. F gives you the first name. Now the P is a little bit different than we saw before. In fact, we didn't see it before. But it gives you, you know that when you use T in the sentence, the first time you use T, you get the full name. The next time you use T in a same paragraph in TMG, the full given name is replaced by he or she. And that's how you do this same function with the role. It doesn't work for these people in a role rather than, I don't know why, that's what it's here. And if you want to use the possessive form of that person's name, the minister's book is Bible, you would use the S. And if you're talking about the minister, then you use the objective form and you use an M. Now these two are really new. The RA giving you the age of the minister, and the RE giving you his exact age, meaning he was 59 years, 4 months, and 3 days old. Might come in handy sometime. Now I thought, well, that would certainly be nice if they worked in these principal roles up here too. I tried it, and it didn't work for me. That doesn't mean I did it right. It just didn't work.
You say the age variable
didn't work? Now, the age variable works also.
Yeah, because it's separate.
Right, it's a separate variable. Okay, so much for that. Get back to the presentation. The F5 variable didn't work, that's why it was delayed. And we were finishing up on screen 7, I believe. Yes. And now we're ready to go into an exercise portion that I talked about earlier. And we don't need lights for this. So what we're going to do is throw a discussion open to the floor, pick a tag if you'd like to design or identify possible roles for, and I'll record the ideas up to you. And I've got a model here to start off with. It. I used the birth tag as a model, and I defined the roles, and the primary, or the principal role, in this case, child being used as a principal, is already defined by TMG. The roles of doctor, nurse, midwife, and others are not defined. So, if you want to add more roles to BERT, now would be the time to speak up. Well, let's see. You can always use P-A-R as a parent. So, it would not give you the mother. There's also a mother tag, but I don't think it's been defined. So, let's use mother now. I'm using the rug laptop, and it's not my most familiar piece of equipment. Okay, mother in this case could be a principal, but is it a principal or a witness? How would you define that? a principal. That means you have to put her, the principal, usually on a, well, okay, the mother has to be there too. You can do that. We'll make her a principal. But if you want to say something about her, well, you can say anything you want. She's a principal. Any other rules that we can discuss about the birth?
Her father could be a witness.
Okay. Any others? Think it. Why you're not thinking of anything for birth, you think of another tag that you like, a dentist.
Why would the mother be a
priest? If she's not there, there's no birth.
Yeah, but the birth tag only has one slot for a priest. It doesn't have two. And the child is the one that is considered either priest
or birth. Okay, that's a good point.
The mother would have to be a witness.
Is everybody hearing that?
An essential witness, but a witness.
Okay, let's right now let's leave mother there, and we may have an opportunity to use it. Okay, let's pick another tag. Anybody got an idea? Another tag? Yeah, another tag.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's a tough one. I think. Now, that one already, I think, has... let's go ahead and do this for the exercise. We may not use it, and I don't spell very well all the time, so... Oh, look at that. Correction? Isn't that beautiful? That's because I used the Word or the Microsoft spell checker to take my boo-boos and clean them up. Okay, what's a good role for adoption? Well, the adoptee is going to be the principal, so I don't think we need to define that one. So I'm going to change the sentences in it. Okay, now let's see. Agency. If you want to use the agency, okay, that could be a location too. You know, that's another tough one, but let's put it down here. We're not going to spend a lot of time, but these are good thoughts. The things that, now, is that person, see, that, what role does that person play? You'd have to say they're a witness. Okay. That's my opinion. Hit the shift key instead of the control key. Any others? Okay, Bob? Okay. Let's see. Birth parents. Birth, mother, and father. Now, sometimes those are not known, it may not be easy to find them. Oops. Birth mother is got to be a witness. But the role is witness. The role of birth mother, the function is a witness. Okay, otherwise, we're going to say mother, father. They're both the same. I'm going to type all this stuff out. Paul. Okay, adopted parents. Almost. I'll check again. It didn't recognize that word. It did it too much. And let's see there. They got to be witnesses. Like Dan said, there's not too many places where you can put in principles. There's only two. Come on. They're not correct out either. Now, what I've seen in TMD for the adoption role, there are lots of different, I don't know, I guess they're not roles. They must be different I remember there's a place for adopted child, or I think that's in the event category, tag type, rather than a person. Any other roles that we may not use very commonly? Call again.
I brought the subject of adoption up because what I find it, it's not the statement of the circumstance. And then you don't know at different stages of time, you don't know for sure how far along the so-called adoption is. I mean, it's like sometimes the kids are not adopted.
You know, and that may be one of those points where you don't have a global type of an event that they take care of. You don't just have to do that when it pops up. I don't know a better explanation for you. Maybe a bit. Mark.
The court would approve the adoption.
Good. Okay, let's switch to a different tab. We're running out of ideas, I think, on those. Okay, let's go back and put in the okay, what's one of the characters in the will? Okay, I heard witness. And that's the witness role.
Witness to the signature.
Well, that, in this case, it's the legal witness. You want to define that a little bit better? That means it's the person who, Jesus, dislikes a little bit here. Okay. Well, I heard lots of people, well, somebody said executor, is that right? Executor? I hear that? Oh, testator, okay. You'll tell me what role I'm guessing here. That's it. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're right. That's the principal. Is there a female form of that?
There's a female form of the statutrix.
Oh, that's right. That's it. That's tricks. See if you're on your toes. I don't know how to correct that either. Plus, I'm looking between the ranges on my glasses. Okay, Eric, who else? Who else is there in the will? Yes?
I'm also at the stage where this is a living will.
Now that's a different tag type, I think.
That would be a different tag.
Yes. So we would define it's just will in the normal sense of devising all your goods and services and things that are left. You would have one that a living will that here's what you do with me when I'm not able to make decisions for myself. But that would be a different form of a will.
How would you have deceased child?
Well, okay, that's a good one, because often that deceased child also, or deceased How about we used heir or childless? Childless gentleman. Pardon?
Yeah, they're not an heir if they're dead.
Their children are, they may be heirs, but the child is not that.
Okay. Well, then you need the money that isn't the legacy to the person's name, but it may be in the form of somebody who's guardian or somebody who is...
You go to the children.
Oh, I see. It follows through their estate, his or right. her estate to it. Okay.
Well, maybe both.
Okay, beneficiary. Good one. I've never heard that one before. And I was seeing the caps lock key.
And for example, that would be, you know, somebody with a large estate who gives a $50 to the butler.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Versus, you know, some have to have a witness. A neighbor or a family member who signed that they saw this person.
Well, that's what we use. That's what we use up here.
That's legal, I think, to court.
No, that, well, this is not a court person. This is a person who, maybe we should put legal in quotes or something. So the signature just means this is a person who performs in a legal function. As opposed to a witness function, like you described earlier.
And he's just trying to distinguish between the generic witness and the witness as well.
Yeah, the other people, the members of the family may have seen you sign the will too. They could be witnesses of the signature of the will, but they're not the ones who attest in court that I saw so-and-so sign that will. Okay, that's what we meant by the legal witness. Mark. Sure. Attorney.
Attorney or preparer.
That's
is
that right?
Oh,
I need that's a bridge. Okay, some other roles. Well, I think we've spent enough time on this. To get your idea, we've established major roles that we think might be applied to the people who are surrounding the event of preparing and executing or preparing and signing the will.
I would also put spouse.
Okay.
Or spouse and heir.
You mean to have a function of not only is she the spouse, she's also an heir?
Yeah, and there's always the ones that are executors and heirs.
Well, yeah, that's a good problem. And that's one of those technical kinds of things that I think Terry Neal has talked about in a different place. Paul?
Yeah, I have a will I'm working with right now where a son is distinctly excluded from the will. So, the role might be, living child excluded from will.
Can we call them excludees or something like that?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's very important for anybody reading about this will to not assume that child who's not mentioned is dead.
They're also the good is not mentioned.
Yeah.
They're not in there?
They're not mentioned, but they're alive and living in the same community.
Mm-hmm. They're also the deceased spouse. Just mentioned.
Now that's very good.
And actually, there'll be spouses too. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, in the sentence for the role, you can say that such a spouse, if you would make an individual notice, you would want to make that a global because it may not be a deceased spouse. Well, that's all right. We can put them down here. Spouse without spouses. spouse. And a spouse in this case is not a principal in terms of will. And deceased spouses.
I also have living grandchild in mind.
Yeah. I'm gonna make one that says others.
Yeah.
Maybe cut this off. Just to, not to we're using up some time that I didn't really count on. Others. Now you can have other one, other two, other three, other four if you want to distinguish it among the types of others that you may want to include in the will. Paul?
This person might have kids that are under age, so they may not have, so can I trust them?
How do you what's the role in this case?
Trust one?
Trust, how about trust?
Trust
one or trustee?
Trustee.
What's going on? I'm not hitting. Oh. I'm hitting different keys and I'm getting a comma in the period.
Now I scroll up a little and you see the little tail on the comma.
Oh. It's a wonderful word. Okay, I'm going to cut this one up. Let's save this. And move on to slide number 9.
You can shift that 5 a little
bit. Oh, you shift that 5?
It says excluded items not mentioned, not in count. And that way it shows up on the bottom so you know this person says not in count.
With a lowercase n?
I put capital N-O-T.
Oh, gotcha.
As my goal. And so when on your tag screen, it shows up, really shows up.
Okay, now, let's see. Are we hit the break time yet? We're pretty close. Now, breaks coming up soon. Now we've defined some roles. We've really accomplished the first of our two-step process for creating a role is to define them. And we've done that. In this exercise, we didn't decide or define any roles or any sentences to go with those roles. And since we've been through two lessons recently, covering sentences and covering witnesses, and both of them, which sentence plays a big part, I left that part out, and we'll kind of play it by ear when it comes time to define the sentences. And we may find that as we create roles, we add a new role, we may want to change a role that already exists to make it integrate with the new role that we define. So these things are all things that we have to take into account before we can get to the computer and actually enter these roles. And once we've got them entered, then we can apply these roles and to the participants in the tag. Now, I think I've got a screen that's out of order, and I want to talk about it now because at the end it doesn't really fit. Well, I'm going to skip ahead to screen 11. This is how you can get more information about roles. And the key part about this is on chat on page 11 is that, page 11, that down here at the bottom, all of these items that are covered up here above that, the TME help, these are all explained in a little bit more detail and with website addresses that you can use to get more information in the Appendix A in Terry Regal's book. So I'm not going to say too much more about it. We've seen an example of TMG Health in today's presentation. I extracted that section on witnesses, our role, principles for variables for principles and variables for roles. We're familiar with PMD tips, and he points to, well, the things that I'm covering today, and more detail. One of the things I meant to say about our exercise a few minutes ago, we covered wills, and as one of the tags where we explained the role structure, and I'm not going to cover that in my demonstration part of the presentation today. Terry does it very well in his book, and you need to go over that. Just to, if you haven't done anything with wills, it's a very good exercise. And in any case, it's a good exercise for musical roles. Okay, that's the conclusion of the first part, the lecture part of this presentation. Any questions? Okay, well, Paul.
Yeah, I have a question. Going back to what you said earlier about library, I'm not quite sure that I understand what the point you were making. I think you were saying that it's a good idea to have a presentation that anticipates the different uses that would be made of it by different interested parties.
Well, that's not what I meant. That's not a good, that's not a bad idea. What I meant was that for each tag, you have a series of roles established already, so that you don't have to go to the tag type master screen and enter a new role, develop a sense. You try to think about these things in advance, and you can't always hit all of them, but you saw what we did today, we hit quite a few. The purpose is to have those roles already established in the tag, so you don't have to think about it. So-and-so is the soloist that goes with, or somebody else play the organ, supply the music. Those roles are already established for you. The sentences are there, you just have to use them. That's the library.
Okay.
I was thinking, like you were, what if somebody has already established a whole bunch of sentences or roles for the tags? I went out and looked for them, and I couldn't find any. They may be out there, but I just didn't look the right ones.
Roles?
Or roles or sentences that would fit a role.
There is a sentence form on role machine.
Oh.
And they actually put all sorts of sentences up there that you talk about. It's not as active as it should be.
Well, that's a good point.
I'll
add that to my list of sources. There is a sentence forum on forum on Holy Gene's support forum.
But if eight were going to be able to import tags, so you can share your roles with other people.
How's your code on that?
I'm sorry?
You're stealing my thunder.
I'm sorry.
No, that's true. Okay, break time.